All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is the April 29th afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. So we are privileged. Today is Bring Your Kid to Work Day at the City of Portland. And we extended an invitation for our great employees to bring there are kids here in the chamber. We have lots of kids. Could all the kids raise your hand today? Look how many kids we have here. All right. Thank you for being here. So we're privileged to have you here, kids, and a lot of the things that we decide up here today will impact you for many years to come. So we're really excited to see you here, and maybe you'll be inspired to be the next mayor, maybe sooner rather than later. So, welcome. The first item, please.
Item 426, the Intertwine Alliance Summit.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. This week, Portland is hosting International and Local Urbanists for conversations about how to build cities that are in harmony with the environment. We actually have a different way of saying that here locally. We call it Nature in the City. Yesterday, our host organizations presented a workshop of best thinking about adapting to climate change, integrating nature in the urban environment, and incorporating green infrastructure in urban design. I got it in, Mike. Urban green infrastructure. As part of yesterday's schedule, the delegation visited a number of local sites to see this work in practice, including Crystal Springs, where we recently welcomed spawning salmon back for the first time in our lifetime. And also this week, our esteemed guests from around the world are planning an international symposium on the nature of cities and discussed how to highlight the great work of our region. Portland is home to a number of leading voices in this field, three of whom are here to tell us more. And this afternoon, we welcome Mike Houck, the director of the Urban Green Spaces Institute. Mike, if you would come forward. Mike Wetter, the director of the Intertwine Alliance. Welcome, Mike. And David Maddox, director of the Nature of Cities, who's joining us from New York City. I also want to acknowledge that Bob Salinger is with us here this afternoon.
I want to point out, I think this is the first time where we've had a majority commissioner of people testifying in short sleeve shirts, which makes me wonder, is it sunny outside? I haven't been out yet today.
It is.
A little bit. Good. Yes. Good. Excellent. Thank you. Welcome.
Gentlemen, welcome.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, the reason we're here is that some 5 or 6 months ago, David Maddox gave me a call. We were on a conference call. I serve on the board of the Nature of Cities, saying that he wanted to have a planning meeting to plan this conference in 2018. And, of course, not surprising to any of you, I said it must be in Portland, Oregon. And here we are. We have a fabulous group of international. I'll mention, however, briefly, my ultimate hope was to have the 2018 international gathering in Portland, or certainly in the Emerald Corridor, or what we know as Cascadia, Vancouver, Seattle, Portland. We lost two people immediately to the new travel restrictions, one of whom was from Holland, who happened to have traveled, unfortunately for us, to Iran the year before and was denied admission. So I'm guessing, in fact, one of our participants said not in the U.S. in 2018. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping among the cities we're considering, perhaps Vancouver might win out. I actually just want to comment and congratulate your staff and you for having such spectacular staff. On the planning committee, Caitlin Lovell from the Bureau of Environmental Services and Toby Quarry from the Bureau of Environmental Services participated in a day-and-a-half session to try to figure out what we would do in 2018. On the Westmoreland trip, we had Rhonda Fass from Bureau of Environmental Services and Emily Roth from the Bureau of Parks and Recreation. And I have to say that the internationals in particular and some of the local people were totally blown away by the dedication of the staff and their knowledge. I helped lead a tour of the central city looking at green infrastructure, active transportation. Amy Chomowitz from Bureau of Environmental Services and Greg Raceman from PBOT both helped plan the trip. They spent quite a lot of time, and we put together a very quality trip. Mark Raggett from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, Sarah Harpel from the Portland Development Commission, joined us actually in two places. One was the post office, the Broadway project. We stopped at PNCA to give the internationals and the rest of us a little information about that effort. And then we wound up at the red at the very end to look at the Green Loop project. Mike Abate met us at Tanner Springs. As you know, he's director of Portland Parks and Recreation, but he was a professional landscape architect when they designed Tanner Springs Park with Herbert Dreisaitl from Germany. And finally, Nathan Howard of the mayor's staff joined us on the entire trip and had very important things to say regarding the climate strategies that the mayor and the council have been pursuing. So those, I just wanted to point out that those staff people really helped pull this whole thing off and had huge accolades from our international guests. Let Mr. Wetter say a few words.
Great. Thank you, Mike. I'm Mike Wetter. I'm the executive director of the Intertwine Alliance, which is a coalition to this point of 165 public, private, and nonprofit organizations working to integrate nature into the Portland region. And there actually were an additional couple of reasons why this summit was held here, in addition to that Mike said it needed to be. The additional reasons were that, for one thing, you know, Portland, of course, is known for the way that we've connected the urban with the natural. It's one of the things we're known for in providing visionary leadership. And I just wanted to say that on the tour yesterday, the internationals did get to view the exhibit on the Green Loop at the Red. And it's another example, I think, of the kind of visionary leadership that the city is providing and that you all are providing to the city. That kind of idea really is transforming cities, and people are interested in coming here and seeing how we do that because we are leading in that realm. The other reason that Portland was ideal is because in addition to connecting the urban with nature, we also are known for how we connect with each other, how we connect across professions, how we're connecting across the geography of the metropolitan region, and how we're bridging racial divides. We are doing that in a way here that allowed us to receive the international delegation as a community. So yesterday afternoon, after the field trips, we had one of our Intertwine Alliance summits at the zoo, where members of the community, I think we had almost 200 people there, heard from the international presentations and then sat at tables of 10 or so and just shared professionally across disciplines and across, at this particular summit, across geographical divides that were global. So one of the things we did this morning is Tuesday morning, we had 165 organizations in the Intertwine Alliance, including the City of Portland, of course, Bureau of Environmental Services and Parks. As of today, we've got more than 180 because we made the internationals honorary members of the Intertwine Alliance, which means that the Intertwine Alliance now has a global footprint. We'll be hopefully leading this kind of work in Mumbai and Toronto and Seoul and many other cities across the planet.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Maddox. I'm from the Nature of Cities. I lead the Nature of Cities. I live in New York, and I think I speak for all of the 22 internationals that have come here. It's a great honor to come to Portland, partly because many of the things that you do in Portland exemplify the kinds of values and ideas that we talk about at the Nature of Cities. One of the things that we want to emphasize in the idea that it's the nature of cities, not the nature in cities, because we think of the way we build cities as being collaborative, green, but it's the idea of character of cities. Of is the action word. It's the character of cities we want to build through participation, green activities, and progressive ideas around the idea of city building. I think I speak for, the Nature of Cities is 600 contributors of all different types, because we think of cities as collaborative, much like Portland has been active in. We are artists, activists, architects, ecologists, sociologists, engineers, designers. We had 22 people from our group here speaking this week, talking with among each other and also seeing, interacting with the folks from Portland to talk about how we can share ideas, hear about what Portland's doing, talk about what we're doing around other places of the world, and also figure out how we can share more of these ideas among cities around the world, from Portland beyond, from beyond back to Portland. We have a couple of people here that I want to introduce that are part of our network who were here. We have a bunch of urbanists. These are exemplify the diversity of types we had here and in the whole Nature of Cities network. Chantal Van Ham is a program officer at IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, in Brussels. Nina Marie Lister is a planner, a professor in Toronto. Cecilia Herzog is a landscape architect in Rio de Janeiro. P.K. Das is an architect and activist in Mumbai. Katrine Klassens is an artist in Cape Town. Patrick Leiden is an artist, environmental artist in Seoul. And Francois Mancebo is a planner and ecologist and professor in Paris. These are the kinds of different voices that we try to bring together to talk about the idea of city building from a very diverse point of view, with greenness at the center. And one of the reasons we're moved and honored to be here in Portland is that Portland has historically been so in the front of these kinds of ideas of integrating different points of view that can make cities more resilient, more sustainable, but very importantly, more livable and just at the same time. So thank you very much for hosting us here.
And they're here to push us to be even better.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I'd also like to say that we were gloriously supported, very generously supported by certainly the Intertwine and the Urban Green Spaces Initiative, but also the Bullitt Foundation and the Nature Conservancy here in town have been very supportive of our work here, including also the PSU's Indigenous Studies Program and the Institute for Sustainable Solutions. So thank you to all of them.
And Robert is here, actually, from ISS.
Hey, Robert. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
There he is, Mr. Liberty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
David, I have a question. David Bragdon, our former Metro president, moved to New York City. Is he part of the work you're doing in New York?
He's a good friend. Yeah. In fact, eight, 9 years ago, I was here for a Land Trust Alliance rally, and I saw David and Mike Houck speaking on a panel, and I went to talk to both of them. I later invited Bragdon to be a keynote speaker for a conference I was leading, so I'm sorry to have had a hand in stealing David Bragdon from you, from Portland to New York. And so, in fact, he's been thriving, especially recently. He started his new his transit center, and in fact, Nature of Cities recently got a grant from him. So he's a good friend and very much part of the kinds of things we're talking about. And David Bragdon would be the kind of person who you would think is outside the realm of greenness, green nature in cities, and that's why it's important to think of the nature of cities. He's interested in transportation, but he's interested, like Portland, in an integrated view of all of these different parts of a city working together.
And I would add to that David Maddox and I and David Bragdon were at David Bragdon's new location, the Transit Center, presenting to parks officials and others in New York City about the possibility of starting an Intertwine Alliance in New York City. So wow. If that takes off, we'll be in touch with you, Commissioner Fish. I know your roots there.
Great.
We should be so lucky to have an Intertwine Alliance kind of organization in New York City. Or, and I think I probably speak for all the visitors internationally. We would all feel lucky to have an Intertwine Alliance in those cities.
Mike, do we have time for a photograph with everybody and my colleagues?
If you do.
Mayor?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Where would you like us?
Thank you.
It's magnetic. You didn't break it.
And just a reminder, the next item, of course, is the...